USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Vice President Kamala Harris is accusing Russia of committing war crimes in Ukraine. She told the Munich Security Conference that the U.S. has examined the evidence, and there's no doubt these are crimes against humanity.
Think of the images of Bucha. Civilians shot in cold blood. Their bodies left in the street.
She says the world has seen Russian forces engage in, quote, horrendous atrocities, including acts of murder, torture, and rape. The vice president vowed the Kremlin will be held accountable for its actions. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says testing of the air and water in East Palestine shows no signs of contaminants nearly 2 weeks after the train derailment that sparked a massive fire and evacuated people from their homes. Federal resources have been deployed to help with testing. The hunt for debris from those objects shot down over North American skies is officially over.
Navy crews have finished clearing remnants of a Chinese surveillance balloon that went down off the Carolina coast. That's all gone to an FBI lab in Quantico for analysis. And now Northern Command reports it's ending attempts to find what's left of two other objects, despite having no success in locating debris in Alaska and Lake Huron. Earlier, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby noted that without recovering the debris, it would be highly unlikely that authorities would be able to determine what the objects actually were. I'm Karen Sloan.
SpaceX celebrating two successful launches within 9 hours.
And liftoff of Falcon 9 and Inmarsat. Go Falcon, go Inmarsat.
A Falcon 9 rocket launched a satellite into space last night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It carried a satellite for a British communications company. Earlier on Friday, SpaceX launched another payload carrying more than 50 Starlink satellites into orbit from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
More than 21,000 people have signed a petition on Change.org agreeing that it's too soon for classes to resume in person at Michigan State University 1 week after a man shot and killed 3 students and wounded 5 others. Students and community members are contesting the university's decision, thousands petitioning for online or hybrid classes. Michigan State University says it will use donations to cover medical expenses for the victims of last week's shooting. 4 U.S. troops are wounded in a helicopter raid that killed an ISIS leader in Syria.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke from the White House about what happened.
As the Pentagon has reported, an explosion during the raid also resulted in 4 U.S. troops and one other working dogs suffering some injuries.
The 4 are part of a U.S. Special Operations Forces.
The troops and the working dog are in stable condition. They're being treated at a U.S. medical facility in Iraq.
That's Dave Collins reporting. The death toll from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria has topped 45,000, and officials expect the number of dead to keep rising. Over 260,000 apartments in Turkey were reduced to rubble. Survivors are still being found nearly 2 weeks after the quake. A Turkish news agency says 3 people, including a child, have been found alive beneath the ruins of an apartment building. Meanwhile, many are still missing. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.